Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on this Tuesday night. And now, we're moving towards this. Like, I'm leaving on a plane Sunday to go to Arizona. The Eagles are leaving on a plane Sunday. Not the same plane. They get a nicer plane, I'm sure, than I do. But Arizona and the Super Bowl is here, and it's real. You know why? Because this Eagles team isn't good, it's great. And it's one of those things during the season where I feel like we touched on this idea that this team is great. Not good, but great. And it was almost a touch-and-go type of thing. It's like, who they played? Let's see. Let's wait. Over and over. No one wanted to just say it out loud. You know, we've had the conversation about where they stack up, greatest Eagles team of all time, you know, the history of Philadelphia over the years and the best teams. And I heard DeCameron Ritchie talking about this team as maybe the greatest Philadelphia sports team of all time, and it certainly has a claim to be that. But here's where I now put this Eagles team, and I'm curious if you agree or if you need to wait to see if they pull off a championship. I'm not waiting. I'm ready to say it tonight. I look at this Eagles team and what they've put together, how deep they are, what they've accomplished this season, and I now consider this Eagles team, this 2022 Eagles team, to be one of the great NFL teams of all time. I believe that. I believe we are watching, and we've been watching all year, whether we knew it, admitted it, you know, acknowledged it or not. We're watching an all-time great NFL team. Let me tell you why. Number one, and it starts and ends here. They are 16-1 with their starting quarterback. 16-1. Go throughout the history of the NFL, and you can't give me more than a couple teams ever that did that or exceeded it. You just can't. I mean, you have to go to undefeated teams, but even the undefeated Dolphins didn't play that many games. The Patriots, 16-1. They were 16-1. They had a couple playoff games. They were 18-1. So it's similar. But again, they had the one loss. And then there's every other great team. There's some 15-1 teams that went to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl, and they're in the mix. But the amount of teams that are ever that have better records with their starting quarterback than 16-1 is minimal in the history of pro football. So they're on the field, results, wins and losses, which is really what it's all about. I mean, the style points are style points. But wins and losses when Jalen Hurts has been on the field this year have been as good as any team in the history of pro football. I understand we want to nitpick. It was like, well, who'd they play? Who'd they play? Well, they didn't have a great schedule. I bet if we go back, and we did it, I think, a couple months ago, and we talked about the undefeated thing, you know, when they were still undefeated in November, we looked at that 72 Dolphins team, and they played a bunch of crap that season. I think we can go through every team that ever had a very special record, and you could nitpick if you want, like, well, who they really beat. Here's what's absolutely true and a fact. In the history of the NFL, best records against teams with winning records. And if you want to tell me the Giants were that good with a winning record, go for it. I mean, knock yourself out. But here's the truth. Against teams with winning records, top three teams ever, the 1969 Vikings, 9-1. The 2007 Patriots, 9-1. The 2022 Eagles, 9-1. And if the Eagles win the Super Bowl and beat the Chiefs, they will have more wins against teams with winning records than any team in the history of the NFL. They enter the Super Bowl here with the most sacks ever among any team entering a Super Bowl in the history of pro football. They've now passed the 85 Bears. Just think about that for one second. The 85 Bears, you know, I think historically looked at as the greatest defense of all time. I would say, for my eyes, it was the 2000 Ravens, because I was born in 86, so I didn't get to watch the 85 Bears. I understand how great they likely were. But I think if you poll, you know, 100 NFL fans that have been able to, you take in the NFL the last 50 years or so, you know, kind of from the start to where we are now, and you say, who's the best defense of all time? The 85 Bears kind of roll off the tongue, as I would say most people would say that. The Eagles have surpassed them now for the most sacks ever entering a Super Bowl. The Eagles have more sacks than any team in the history of the NFL entering a Super Bowl. They are just the fifth team in the Super Bowl era to win their conference title game and divisional round by 21 or more points. These don't feel like NFL playoff games the last couple weeks. These feel like, you know, like college bowl games when one team is just from the SEC and it's from the Pac-12 and they blow the doors off them. This was supposed to be the hardest games of the year. While the Giants are hot, while the Niners have this great defense, and they ran through them. All those other four teams, by the way, that did that, they went on to win the Super Bowl. They're the first teams of the 2000 Ravens to allow 7 points or fewer in consecutive playoff games. Okay? And here is what I think really kind of hammers it home for me, that we are watching an all-time great team. Great season, beat a bunch of teams with winning records. The sacks are ridiculous. They blew teams out in the playoffs. They've checked every single box. When Jalen Hurts plays, are 16-1. But if you really want to cement this, and if you're on the fence of believing we're watching a great team, well, let everybody else's opinion sway yours. I always think the betting market, the line on a game, is a tell. Because it's not one person's opinion, it's the consensus opinion. And there's people, and we know it, who bet professionally and set these lines. Like, there's when a game goes one way or the other in terms of the perception, it's telling you something about how they're viewed. And the Eagles are viewed right now, as we sit here tonight, on this Tuesday, a week and a half before the Super Bowl, as the favorite. They are favored over the best quarterback of this generation. The Eagles are favorites over Patrick Mahomes in a game. They're favorites over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, one of the great coaches of all time, one of the great quarterbacks of all time. And if you go back in the history of the salary cap era, I only found 3 all-time quarterbacks that were underdogs in the Super Bowl. And one doesn't even really count because he went up against another all-timer. So John Elway was underdog against Brett Favre, but they're both Hall of Famers. Okay, that kind of washed itself out. The only other times an all-time quarterback, and Mahomes is an all-time quarterback. Let's just be real. Already he is, okay? The only other times a quarterback on the level of Mahomes, a guy that, you know, will go down as a top 10, probably top 5 quarterback of all time, was an underdog in the salary cap era, that was Tom Brady. He was a 1-point underdog to the Seahawks, and he was a big underdog against the Rams when he first started and no one knew how good he was. Like, it matters. This matters when you're talking about how good this team is. The Eagles are favorites over Patrick Mahomes. They're blowing the doors off of teams. They're 16-1 with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. And I can't stress this enough. If not for one fluky night on Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders, where they had 4 turnovers, including the weirdest turnovers you'll ever see. I mean, Quez Watkins catches a big pass down the field, gets up, falls down, stripped from behind. A.J. Brown is sure-handed as they come, has an interception go right through his hands into the defender. If not for a fluky game against the Commanders, this team is literally undefeated in 17 games with Jalen Hurts. We are watching an all-time great NFL team. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, are you ready to say that? Do you believe that right now? Or do you need to see them win the Super Bowl? Because I understand that how this works now. Their biggest game is their next one. And their biggest game is to win a championship and have a parade and it be etched in history. And you know what? If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and beat Patrick Mahomes, I think most people will agree with me then. And it'll be more like, yeah, of course, it's an all-time great team. I'm willing to say it tonight. I believe we're watching an all-time great NFL team. I don't need to wait for them to win Super Bowl 57 for me to say it. 215-592-9494. Do you think we're watching an all-time great team? I mean, not just great, not just a great Eagles team, an all-time great NFL team. I believe we are, and I think you could stack them up against the best teams we've seen in the salary cap era. You want to go back a million years when, you know, the Niners and the Cowboys and the Steelers got to hoard the best players in the league for 10 years? That's a little bit trickier. But if you go back the last 30 years or so since salary cap came in, this team belongs up there with any of those teams. Agree or disagree? 215-592-9494. Tucker, what do you think? And are you ready to say it? All-time great team.
No, because I don't think this team gets remembered like that if they don't win the Super Bowl. I mean, there have been a ton of great teams who had a lot of regular season success who ran through the postseason and they got to the Super Bowl and they laid an egg, right? I think back to the 2002 Eagles. That team, point differential, was much better than this team. That team won 12 games. It was only the second team in franchise history to win 12 games behind the 1980 Eagles, and we remember them for falling flat in the NFC title game. But I also think about a team maybe a little closer, and maybe not from here, but think back to the 2015 Carolina Panthers. That team, they went 15-1 in the regular season. They were number one when it comes to points scored. They were number six when it comes to points allowed. They ran through the postseason. They beat the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC title game 49-15. And then they got to the Super Bowl and they laid an egg, and we don't ever talk about that team, right? That team is completely forgotten, and I think it would be the same for this Eagles team. And the fact that they won the Super Bowl just 5 years ago means until this franchise wins the Super Bowl again, if this team doesn't do it this year, maybe does it next year, this group of players is going to be living in 2017's shadow. Like, the bar has been set so much higher now since they won their first title that just getting there, just being able to hang out in Arizona next week and party at Shaq's Funhouse and everything else going on in the desert doesn't mean anything unless they win the game. I think what this team has done so far, I think it's irrelevant, quite honestly, unless they win next week.
215-592-9049. For now, I'm imagining a Shaquille O'Neal funhouse with a bunch of mirrors, but when you look in them, you look like Shaq.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, imagine waking
He's
up.
He's a little bigger than I am.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be like, what happened? I never looked like Shaquille O'Neal, now I do. That aside, Tucker needs to wait. He needs to see a Super Bowl. I don't need to wait. I mean, I feel like we've waited all year to acknowledge the truth. This team is an all-time great team. They are 16-1 with their quarterback. That one loss was as fluky as they come. They have more sacks than any team ever entering a Super Bowl. They just beat two teams in the postseason, and one of which everyone was afraid of, by at least 21 points. They just held back-to-back playoff opponents to 7 or less points against two guys that might finish first or second in Coach of the Year, offensive coaches. No one's done that since the 2000 Ravens. We are watching an all-time great team. Sometimes it takes a while for it to set in what we're watching. And this team didn't have those kind of expectations. They hadn't been in the playoffs for 5 straight years. They weren't a championship team already. So I think sometimes it's like, really? Am I seeing this correctly? Yeah, you are. I mean, our eyes shouldn't lie to us. The results can't lie to us. They're up there with any team that's ever been in the NFL, especially in the salary cap era. 215-592-9494. All right, agree, disagree. Are you ready to say it? Are you ready to call this team an all-time great team? Tucker, I mean, he needs to wait. He needs to see a championship. I mean, I don't need to wait for that.
I mean, you don't get a parade for losing one game with your quarterback, right?
No, but my point is this. Everyone will acknowledge, or I think most will acknowledge, this is an all-time team if they win the Super Bowl. I'm ready to acknowledge it today. I don't need to wait, you know, a week and a half. Let's go to John at Barrington. What's up, John?
I agree with you. I think they're an all-time great team. They really are fantastic. They're just good in almost every area. And, you know, they do have lulls on offense. I thought they had a lull this week, but they're a really good team.
And what you said there, John, is really why. I mean, they don't have a single weakness, and they can win in a bunch of ways, right? They win some ugly games like the Colts game. This past game was kind of ugly the way it went. Or they could look great. They could throw the ball for 400 yards like against the Steelers. Like, they could win any way the game needs to be won.
Yep. I agree with that. I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see – I mean, this game will be tougher than people think because – and I'll admit I'm biased. I'm a huge Andy Reid fan. I believe he will find a way to move the ball against them and make it a lot closer than people think. But at the end, the Eagles are just more talented.
And they're deeper. Yeah, and they're better. And, John, they're better on both lines. And, John, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, that – sometimes, you know, the quarterback is such a major part of the story in every football game. It's the way the NFL is set up now. And, you know, we realize when Patrick Mahomes is healthy, and even when he's not, we just saw – I mean, the guy's an alien. I mean, he's off to the greatest start any quarterback's ever been on in the NFL. I mean, I put his – actually, I'll say this about Mahomes. I think the start of his career is the best of any player I've ever watched, ever. I mean, that's how great his career has been to start off. It doesn't mean he can't be beat, and it doesn't mean a better team can't beat him. He did lose the Super Bowl a couple years ago to the Bucs because they couldn't block. And the Bucs got to him and just rattled him the entire night, and he was hurt and off. So that is that's possible for this game, that the Eagles just get to Mahomes the entire night with Reddick and company, and they beat him and put the cherry on top for the non-believers, the doubters. who aren't ready to say they're an all-time great team. And then everyone will say it. Yeah, you're a non-believer.
Is that me?
A doubter that this team is truly, truly special. Paul is in Northeast Philly. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Paul, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, listen. Look, I told you. Jeff, listen, we got the best team, okay? And just like you said, NFL history. And I'm not going to lie to you. The same way you just said about Patrick having the best first couple seasons ever in history.
Mm-hmm.
You said the same thing about Jalen. Who came back better and more prepared than the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback that everybody doubted? And I called 2 years ago when he came in, and my girl just told me, she was like, yo, you need to say that. Remember when you called in and you was like, yo, Jalen's going to be the man? I was like, yeah, I ain't say that yet, but I'm saying it now. I've been said that, and a lot of people have. It's like, oh, gee, he calling the Duke. I rock with that because, yo, you cannot doubt, not even just the coaches, not yet, but listen, defense is better than their offense. Their offense only has a couple of guys. We got all 11.
Well, that Paul, you're right. You know what we need to do, Paul? I think we need to round up all of the believers from the beginning in Jalen Hurts. I was a believer, Paul. You were. OG Wade obviously was a believer. We need to come together like the original Jalen Hurts fans, because now everyone's a Jalen Hurts fan. We're all together now. But
Joe, that's the thing. They wasn't on that training.
Paul, we were yelling. We were telling them this guy's the guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, yo, listen, and I'm not going in sleeping on Kansas City, but I'm just speaking of facts, man. I'm going to say this. Again, just like I said, our defense is better than our offense, and their defense cannot stop our offense. So it's going to be close. It's going to be tight. I ain't saying it's going to be a blowout, but I'm just saying we right there. Well, and it's going to be better than 17.
Yeah, well, man, Paul, well, that game was such a nail-biter. Paul, man, I appreciate the phone call. Paul, an original Jalen Hurts fan and believed in him back in the day. I remember some of Paul's calls back in the day. But the bottom line is this. Whether it's easy, whether it's not, I don't think it's going to be easy. I mean, how often do the Chiefs ever lose by margin? I mean, they're the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. But that doesn't matter to me. I don't care if the Eagles win the game by one or 50. All that matters is they win the game. But I'm ready to acknowledge this. I am ready to say what the truth has been. They've played like an all-time great team this year. And look at this. Look at the results. 16-1 with Jalen Hurts on the field. And that one loss was as fluky as it comes. It was like they were dominated that night. It was fluky. If Quez Watkins holds on to the football, they're probably 17-0 with Jalen Hurts. They just won two home playoff games by at least three touchdowns. They have more sacks than any team that's ever entered the Super Bowl. Like, move over 85 Bears. That's what this team has put on the field. In an era of everyone throws the ball all the time, they allowed less than 180 yards per game passing, which is ridiculous because they were winning most games late in the game. I think part of it is we just didn't think they were that great to start the season, so it took us a while to acknowledge, okay, how good are they? Really good? Great? Kind of great. Like, it was a constant battle within ourselves to accept their greatness. Well, they're obviously a great team. Whether they win the Super Bowl or not, they're a great football team. Now it goes to that upper echelon, that pantheon, that all-time great status. And I'll look right now and I'll tell you, I believe in this moment today, right now, we are watching an all-time great NFL team. Agree? Or do you need to see them raise the Lombardi before you believe it? 215-592-9494. I believe this Eagles team, the one we have watched from September on, is an all-time great NFL team. Tucker needs to see that trophy in Glendale next weekend to believe it. I'm there ready. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do tonight. Guests from Pro Football Focus later. We got a bunch of fans from around the country. One dope I know up in New York. One dope, or a couple dopes out in San Francisco. They all hate everyone in Philadelphia now. It's very easy to hate on this city because it's a city of winners right now. Both the Phillies, the Eagles, a bunch of babies out there. We'll get to all that. A lot to do tonight. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.